genealogist Boyd Gray joins me on the show now. Hi, Boyd.
Morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Great. What's a genealogist?
Genealogy is the researching your family history, finding out about your ancestors.
And is it? Can we all be a genealogist, or how much? What are the key features you need? Is it patience? Is it that sort of an investigative mind?
I'll tell you, the key feature you need is an interest in the past, an interest in your ancestors, knowing who they were and what they did. And once you can do that, and if you're anyway handy on the computer now at all, the vast majority of it has gone onto the internet, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home without going out. So it just takes a bit of research, and what else it takes is a bit of experience. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Now, you've published a 10-step guide to researching, haven't you?
I did this 10-step guide to researching your Donegal ancestry. That's the name of the booklet. It's actually produced way back in 2007. But then I updated it in 2010 and put it onto the internet, and again in 2012, and then again in 2014. And since it's got a lot of links, it's mainly about where you will go to on the internet to find all the information that you will need. So there's a lot of live links on it, you know what I mean? When it's on the internet, if you click on, if it says to go to Irish Genealogy or something like that, you land there immediately, and the wee booklet tells you how to use it.
And it's really the first steps where to go. I like, just even looking down through the contents menu, you can see how helpful it would be for someone who wants to trace their family's history.
That's it, exactly. It's trying to make it as easy as possible for people, to make it clear to them what is available and what isn't available. And you know, there's not an awful lot, really. I always say that there's sort of a superstructure for researching your family history that's made up of the two censuses that we have left from 1901 and 1911. And then we have no census from the 19th century because they were all destroyed. But there is a land survey called the Griffiths Valuation that was done in the mid-1850s. And not only does that tell you all the heads of household in Ireland, but it comes with, online, this is, it comes with a map online. So you can find the exact spot where your ancestors lived. So that's sort of the superstructure. And then the bricks that you use to build around that superstructure are births, marriages and deaths, or church baptisms, marriages and burials. And as it happens, the births, marriages and deaths, civil births, marriages and deaths, which began being recorded in 1864, are actually going online just this week for Republic of Ireland here. They'll be at a website called Irish Genealogy, that's irishgenealogy.ie, and they will be extremely useful. I couldn't overemphasize just how useful they're going to be for us.
Yeah, and the sooner they go online, the better. That certainly will pad stuff out, I presume, and fill in some blanks. Would that be the case?
It will indeed fill in a lot of blanks. I was working on a family last night now, and I had lots of information on them from where they lived and from the census and that sort of stuff. But then you really need to know who's related to whom, and that information comes from births, marriages and deaths. You know, on your birth certificate, it tells you the name of your father and the maiden name of your mother. And that's what you want to know to be able to go back another generation. And it's the same in marriage certificates. They have the names of the fathers on them. So you need that information. And at the minute, there's only an index to it online for Ireland. Northern Ireland's slightly different. They've actually got theirs up there already. But for the Republic of Ireland here, they only have an index, and that I was looking at the index last night, and it was telling me nothing really. So I can't wait to this Thursday when the whole records go online. At least I hope it's the whole records. They put them online. Oh, was it last year there? But they had failed to remember the what's called the 50-75-100 rule. That is that you don't put things online in genealogy for someone who has been born within the last 100 years, because you know, people could get the information there and create a false identity, yeah. And be all sorts of fraud.
I can
so
see the logic
in
that.
And they're putting it up again, hopefully properly this time.
People can be a bit peculiar in when they decide to do things or the interest they take in that. You know, you could have someone who's a generation removed from, say, for instance, Donegal, living in Australia or America, very interested in finding about their history and where they come from. And then you could have someone that lives here and wouldn't bother.
You're exactly right, Greg. That's a very interesting fact, because I was just counting them there the other day, and in fact, since I started doing this about 10 years ago, I have now done 122 projects for people, helping them find their family, their ancestors, and the vast majority are for Americans. You know, there's some Australians, some New Zealanders, some English, and there's a few Irish, but generally, and I've talked to many people about this whenever these Americans come over and are talking to their cousins, we always say, you know, you're very interested in America because you don't really know where your roots are, but we here in Ireland, we know who our ancestors are. They live just up the road, so we don't really take much bother to find out.
And I think it's a sense of identity, isn't it? I mean, if you live in where you're from, you know, you identify with it, and you don't feel you need to prove anything, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but when you're away, it's like, I'm Irish and I need to prove it, and this is why. And
absolutely.
So there are, obviously then you provide that kind of a service. Then there are websites and what have you, and everyone has to make a book. I'm not criticizing them, but they sort of offer online records. Is that a good thing, or do you think it's a waste of money? You can do it without going through these family tree websites and what have you.
No, it's absolutely essential, to be honest.
Okay.
And you put your finger on it when you said that everybody has to make a buck, and you know, every laborer is worthy of a service. So if they're going to put something, go to all the bother, and it's an awful lot of bother to transcribe these records or digitally and put them online, they need to at least get their expenses back. Yeah. So while there is quite a few websites where stuff is free, like, for example, Family Search, which is the Mormon website, you know, they do everything for free. God bless them. I don't know how we do without them. But there are other websites like Find My Past and Ancestry.com. It costs a fair amount of money.
Yeah.
$200 or $300. But they are well worth the money if you are seriously into doing this. And you can take a month's subscription to them. So if you're only doing your own family, once you know what you want to look for, just take a month's subscription and blast every record you can get in that month.
Yeah, and as you say, you know, it's not like you're subscribed up to them for, and they're all reputable, very reputable companies. Don't get me wrong; I've never suggested that otherwise. You know, when you look at the when the census documents went up, it seems it must be a good few years ago now. It was astonishing going back and checking my parents or grandparents and what have you, and the way their employment was described and stuff like that. I mean, it was a window into the past. I'm not sure if it was just a novelty at the time, but it was just astonishing that the handwriting, you know, of whomever filled out the form was there for all to see online.
It is indeed. I do that all the time, almost on a daily basis. That's the starting point for anybody, especially anybody born in Ireland, is what townland were you from? Then you go back to the 1911 census and you see if you can find them. And it's just amazing what you see there. Because for someone of my age, you're talking about your grandparents, where the householders at that time, and the things that they wrote down, or whether they could even read or write, is interesting, because down at the bottom you'll see the censuses were always done by a policeman, and it's very often him who has filled it in, and then where the signature of your ancestor is, there'll be a wee cross and his mark mm-hmm. written beside it. Mm. And the stuff they write, well, some of it's not very PC now,
we'll leave it to the history books. Listen, Boyd, I wish I had more time. The 10-step guide you've put together, where can people access that? Because I think if anyone's got, if they've gone, right, I might actually have a look at that this afternoon. The weather's not great, might pass the afternoon. You point people in the right direction right from the very beginning of the process. So how do people get more information about what you do and your guide, Boyd?
Well, that really is the starting point, is a guide like that. And this booklet was put online in various places a few years back. But especially for this program, knowing I was going to be on here, I've put it back onto my Facebook page. It's stuck onto the top of my Facebook page, because now Facebook is much more on social media. It's also about, it's used by people like genealogists to swap information. So it's at the top of my Facebook page, and it's called West Ulster Genealogy. So if you Google Facebook West Ulster Genealogy, at the very top of that page will be this booklet, and you can click on it, and then it in turn will take you to all the websites you need.
Excellent. Greg, two people called with us yesterday from Montana in America looking for history. We weren't related, but we were able to send them to another family, and they ask, if it's not too personal, a question, Boyd, are you expensive? I didn't want to ask it, but, you know, I think I can get away with it.
I don't really work for money at all. Okay. The taxman might be after me, but people do sometimes show their appreciation, and it doesn't cost very much at all, so tell them to get in touch.
All right, cheers, Boyd. Thanks, a pleasure to talk to you. All right, take care. That's genealogist Boyd Gregg. One Facebook search, West Ulster Genealogy. He's got a 10-step guide to researching there, and you can get more information. Because I think, certainly when people get to a certain age, and I don't mean an actual age, but an age in their own life, an age in how they think or how they feel, that they do start becoming a little bit more curious about their past and where they came from. And as Boyd pointed out there, there's lots of info online.